Here streaming on the golfnewsnet.com. You go to the golfnewsnet.com, you go up there, you find the tab that says radio, boom, that's where Great American Golf is and the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show going on right now. It records and it plays several times, then it goes out to Spotify, iHeart, Apple, wherever it goes in the world. Maybe it goes on the rocket with Elon Musk over to Mars. Probably. I want to thank Ryan Ballingy, who is the owner and operator of the Golf News Net. He is the best of the best. And you don't find more qualified, more skilled people than when you get to Ryan Ballingy. His credentials are unmatched, and I'm so proud to say I am now a colleague and partner. And by the way, get ready for TV over there at the Golf News Net. Dr. Bob Denny is joining. Craig is off tonight. He's traveling. And Dr. Bob Denny is joining right now. This segment is brought to you from Squares Golf Shoes, Tour Edge Golf Clubs, Certifresh Cigars, and we could go on, but so many great things happening. Dr. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ray. It's good to be with you, and I'm still trying to just catch up on sleep after being so excited about the Masters. That really made me want to go into the replays and follow it and relive it all over again.
Well, we did that. And, you know, Dr. Bob and I are longtime colleagues. And, of course, Craig is traveling. Craig's been on with me for several years. Dr. Bob is the, Bob, tell him, you know, what's your background? Let everybody know.
Well, I've been with the PGA of America since 1992. And since the COVID year of 2020, I became a PGA of America and PGA of America Historian Emeritus, and I did not move to Texas, to Frisco, Texas. So I'm in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and still being used as an independent contractor and on different assignments and projects throughout the year, and very much involved with golf history from the start. Helped edit multiple books and wrote a couple, and I've been so... He's so in tune, basically, with trying to keep up with the world of golf and how it's changed politically as well as economically. But I just really am excited to have this opportunity and platform, Ray, with you over the last couple of years.
Well, not only is your background as emeritus, but you're friends with my great friend, and I say friend, we're talking about Don Ray. And I've known Don for 20 years. Don is a great friend, a person of faith. You've worked for the PGA of America. So give me a word on Don Ray. He's now the president. He has ascended to the throne, as I call it, last fall. And PGA Golf Show in Orlando a couple months ago. I'm still talking to those people and, you know, possible sponsors and clients. But what about Don Ray? Tell me about him.
Well, he's the first PGA officer that I know of that came from a tremendous background as an umpire. And yep. I think that says a lot about his ability to be disciplined. He's engaging with all, and he knows how to handle crises, believe me. And most umpires, they're worth their salt, know how to handle problems and issues when it comes in the framework of the sport. He's also the owner and operator of Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, and a good friend, very, very well respected and among the membership, because he's been able to go out and meet so many of them early and before his current tenure as president.
Well, and he's going to preside over the Ryder Cup. What about that one?
Well, I think it's interesting that during his term, they picked a unique selection in Keegan Bradley, and Don will be the one that
Yeah.
will be there to help spark and encourage those and watch the engagement of all the people in the team room and see how they will interact if self and also assist whenever they're assisting if they're needed. At
Absolutely.
times they have assisted with the vice captains on the golf course, but I think it's interesting that it's in a new stage for the Ryder Cup, and you have to change. You have to think outside the box because Ray, Europe just keeps getting better and better.
And better and better. On my YouTube channel, and you can go to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Match Play TV. One word, small letters, all one word. Match Play TV, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And you can see my interview with Don Ray at the PGA show a couple months ago. And you can find out all about, you can look at my interview with Paul McGinley. What about Paul McGinley there, Mr. Dr. Bob? Yeah, and he gave us a little insider secret. He did. On that interview that's up on my YouTube channel. And what about Paul McGinley?
Well, I think he's one of the best unsung
He's
stars
my favorite.
and analysts on television right now,
By far my favorite.
and he's always on point. He sort of senses and he sees the way the golf is played on both sides, either the American or the U.S. And I don't think he gets caught up in the hoopla. I don't think he. I think he just goes and looks at everything the better. That's what I'm impressed with Paul. And not only a Ryder Cup teammate and captain, but he has been, like I said, one of the unsung stars, I think, of analysts in golf.
100% agree with you. He's the best of the best. I love Paul McGinley. Of course, I love Brandel. I've known Brandel forever. He was on my TV show. But everybody got to go to Match Play TV and check out that interview I did with Paul McGinley at the PGA Golf Show in Orlando a couple months ago. It is there. I believe it's on my YouTube channel. Okay. We got to get to the Masters, don't we? And I'm avoiding it. And the reason I am is because I'm not happy. I'm not a happy guy. And I know that this is going to resound. It's going to be big, big, big over at the Masters committee. They're going to hear it all. They're going to know it all. I'm teasing everybody. But I think this Masters has an asterisk by it. Now, I know that you may have a problem with that. I can't wait to debate it. The reason why I think it has an asterisk is because, first of all, golf and all of sports are entertainment. It doesn't change our lives. It doesn't pay my house bill. It doesn't pay my light bill. It doesn't pay my water bill. It doesn't pay my car insurance. It's all entertainment. So is every sport. NFL, hockey, whatever, baseball, unless you're gambling, it doesn't change your life one little bit. It's entertainment, and I love that. I'm happy about it. What entertainment did we get, Bob, on the Masters this week? Go.
What entertainment?
Tell me about the entertainment we got.
I think we got entertainment from the first tee shot to the end.
I agree.
And I thought that the camera work on all the ups and downs and the heartaches, camera work of those that were facial things after things went bad were excellent. I thought the trajectory of some of those shots that I was were watching through the trees, especially Rory's second shot on 15 on Sunday, I think was exceptional to let people see that because we never got to see that when Bubba Watson won his Masters through the trees, and I think that at least we got to see that. And I just really believe that this Masters was covered off the course in as well as inside the ropes, as good as you're going to see it. I have no complaint with that.
I think it was a great, unbelievable, exciting, exhilarating, wonderful golf. Can't wait to see what the viewership is. And Bob, I'm going to ask you to find that out because we're going to do a big, huge wrap-up show this coming Saturday. Craig Renshaw is off. He's traveling and he'll be back on Saturday. Going to do a big, huge wrap up a master show for that TV or radio audience. But I can't wait to say this. I think the show is an asterisk. And the reason why I do, and the reason why I'm disappointed, is when you put a green jacket, when you put a sixth person on the pantheon of golf major winners, career Grand Slam, when you put the money, when you put the whole week of golf, the insane, unbelievable week of golf, with Justin Rose, with Rory, and all the other Corey Connors, all the others. When you put that week, billions, I mean, I'm making it up, folks, of course, but you're talking about loads of golf shots, loads of content, coverage, golf. And then you bring it down to a playoff for the Grand Slam, for the green jacket, for the money, for the history, for the Hall of Fame, for Justin Rose. And you bring it down to a 4-foot putt. I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm crying. I'm angry. I'm disappointed. I'm saying, what are you thinking? It should be a four-hole aggregate or an 18-hole playoff when that much is on the line. You bring it to a 4-foot putt. Bob, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me.
I don't know what got you in this tangent, Ray, but I think you'll have to go back to 1976 when Clifford Roberts announced that they were doing away with the 18-hole playoff and started it as a couple years later when they had it. And they've had those playoffs, regardless of who's in them at the Masters. A lot of
Yep.
has to do with television. A lot of has to do with daylight. A lot of has to do with not bringing people back to Augusta National on a Monday. And that's essentially where Clifford Roberts made that decision, and it's never been changed. The PGA of America, the Open Championship, and the USGA, the US Open, all have different playoff formats, as you know. And each one of those was dictated by whether or not they're going to have a sudden death playoff or whether they're going to have a playoff that extend it. Personally, I like the PGA of America's three-hole playoff more than I do a four-hole playoff.
I do too.
And I, but the same situation, daylight is a part of it. And as you
I
saw,
don't care about that. Do it the next day. I don't care about daylight.
go to the next day then, right? That's right. If you have to go to
Well,
the next day, go to the next day. That's what you're saying,
you
right?
tell me, am I wrong about that?
Would you have discounted a playoff if it had been Patrick Reed against Sung Jae Im? Would that have meant no, you'd rather see a sudden death playoff? Or a three-hole playoff.
I want a 3 or 4 hole aggregate playoff in every single major
Okay.
because it's too much. It's too much on the line for a single hole, and then you have a 4-foot putt.
Well, I think
And
people like
for in
Scott.
my mind,
I think
now, wait a minute, Bob, hold on. I'm Ray Adams in my mind. I've only been watching golf since I was five with my father. He put a golf club in my hand when I was seven. I was a zero handicap. Then I, because, years and time and age, now a nine, whatever. I've been covering golf for 40 years, 25 years on radio, 15 years on TV. I know one or two little tiny things about it. There's always going to be an asterisk in my mind. When I hear that Rory is on the Pantheon, when I hear that Justin Rose didn't get a chance, it's over. It's weak. It was a weak win. Now, they might hate me. They might come and kill me. I don't know what they're going to do, but it was a weak win. You tell me, Bob.
Rory McIlroy made three of the best recovery bounce back shots I've ever seen.
I agree.
I have nothing to, the word weak doesn't enter into my vocabulary with that. And he showed me far more guts and resilience than ever, especially I'm looking at number 17 when he had 184 yard approach shot. He's yelling to go, go, go. After he had a really goofy 16th hole and stuff, I just really feel that he proved so many things in that recovery. And then he goes to the playoff after missing the shot in regulation that he had to wrap it all up. Then he goes to a playoff and hits a beautiful shot inside of Justin Rose. That to me was exceptional. And that will always stay with me for what he accomplished.
Totally agree. I totally agree. Bernard Langer, Tourage Golf, at tourage.com. You've got to go to tourage.com and find out what all they're doing. Unbelievable what they're doing. But with Bernard Langer, did you know, Bob, you only get one jacket. You can't wear two jackets at the same time. So you only get one jacket.
That's right.
You have to return it when you defend the title. And from that point on, the green jacket stays at the club.
Well, tell that to Gary Player.
You tell me, what about Gary?
Gary Player, I took it off campus and never returned it back from that one. But he hasn't been banned from the course. But he didn't know that he kept that rule until Mr. Roberts told him that. Okay, with all def all in defense of Gary. I'd like to put a little nugget out here for you, Ray, if I can. 90 years ago this week, a caddy comes racing up the hills of Augusta National with the news to the clubhouse. No cell phones, obviously. No other way to get up there unless people are bringing up there with the reporters, etc. All those working for the Associated Press and Reuters and UPI are up there on the second floor of the clubhouse, waiting to hear what's happening next. And this caddy comes up, and he's out of breath, and he's saying, "Mr. Jean, Mr. Jean." And they said, "What? Stop, stop. What are you talking about? Mr. Jean had a 2 and 15." They stop him and say, wait a minute, that can't happen. No one has a 2 on 15. Mr. Jean, Mr. Jean. And finally, when he had other people come up and verify it, they believed the caddy. And it was Gene Sarazen getting the double eagle, which helped him go into a playoff with Craig Wood. And they had their playoff the following day, 36 holes. And
Which
Gene.
is the way it ought to be. It ought to be. It ought to be.
Ray would like to have 54 holes if it could be.
No, 18 would be great. Otherwise, a four-hole aggregate.
Okay. All right. But anyway, Gene Sarazen, little did he know that winning that Masters was the grand slam for him. And that is one of the special moments I think of, because the gentleman that relayed that to me was a great broadcast journalist, John Durr. He told me that story. He saw the caddy.
Jordan Spieth didn't hold back about his mud ball, Bob. Did you see this about the mud ball?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, my iron play killed me the last 2 days. And to be brutally honest with you, it was primarily mud balls.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Quote, it's just so frustrating because you can't talk about them here. You're not supposed to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on, mud balls can affect this tournament significantly, especially when you get them a lot on 11 and 13. They're just daggers on those two holes, but you're not supposed to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob,
mm-hmm.
what about it?
Well, that's a two-time Masters champion telling you that.
Yeah.
That's
So what
interesting.
about it?
Yeah. And on television, you can't say back nine. It's second nine. And
well, you
it's,
can
and it's
say poop because I don't care. They're fans. I don't care about patrons.
Yeah.
The first nine, the front nine, the back nine. I
Mm-hmm.
don't care about all that. I don't
Yeah.
care about all that. The Masters doesn't pay me any money. And when they pay me money, then I'll talk like they want to talk.
Right.
So it's the front and the back nine.
Mm-hmm.
What about the mud ball?
Augusta
I
National.
mean, really, I don't care.
Augusta National is not immune to mud balls.
Well, I mean, so why can't you talk about it?
I don't know. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody mention that before at the Masters. If there's mud on the ball, that usually the camera picks that up right away. You know, I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and announcers have quick to pick it up once they see it. But that's interesting coming from Jordan.
Look, Jordan Spieth is unbelievable, and we watch him because he's so interesting. Is the most interesting man in golf now Bryson DeChambeau? Is he now the most interesting guy that everybody wants to look about, talk about, see him, talk to him? Something that he was out for a walk the other day, and he walked by a house, and guys were putting in the backyard, and he walked in there and putted with him for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? The great, this is so, Bryson is so good for golf.
Yeah, he certainly, they knew, need a new character involved in it, and a somebody to be a counter what's the word, as an opposite to the staid and the probably those the lethargics and those nothing burger interviewers we get all the time. It's good to have Bryson. At least he speaks his mind, you know, and I have no question about that. He's a great talent. I think he wears himself out with all those practice shots. Your body's going to take so much after a while, but he is most interesting at the moment, Ray. And he approaches the game with calculus, and we don't all approach the game the same way. I'm very interested to see how he moves on through this major schedule. And also, I'm interested how Rory does and Scotty Scheffler. Scotty had an average putting week, and look where he finished in the tournament.
Well, they said Bryson didn't play very well. He was not on his A game. And
Mm-hmm.
yet, there's how he finishes.
Yeah.
So, if you don't play very well, then I thought he did pretty good. Sorry he didn't win. I was pulling for him. But, you know, he got Rory last year at the U.S. Open. Rory gets him this year at the Masters. Bob, take off.
Yeah. I'm also looking at the Europe's representation in the top 20. And once again, Luke Donald is feeling pretty good, I think, getting prepared for Bethpage. Ludwig Åberg had a average finish, a sloppy finish in the last five holes, really. And he finished seventh, and he was a second. He's runner up last year. So he's on the verge. Justin, I really felt bad for Justin because I thought he was going to hold it the last 36 holes in some way. I didn't think he'd have a bad Saturday putting, but he did a bad Saturday putting round. But he can look what he came back with at the end, and that's the kind of guy Justin is. And it would make me feel really good to see him get another major under his belt. He deserves it.
Yeah. So in round one, Mr. Rory McIlroy, plus four in the final four holes in round one. And then round two, he shoots a 66. Round three, another one. And in the final round, he double bogeys. And then he plays the next nine holes four under. And then he double bogeys and bogeys and bogeys and bogeys and bogeys. And Bob, how exciting is Rory when he bogeys and bogeys and he's dropping shots and blowing up the round, and then we have a playoff. How exciting is that for golf? What about golf TV viewers? It's all I care about.
Okay. I was at a watch party, Ray, on Sunday, and I was with people that I've never ever watched a sporting event with before. And those that were not average golfers in the room, that they told me this, they were totally dialed into this, watching this, and they were enjoying it. And I think a lot has to do with just how Augusta National looks on television. I think that was really a part of it, and how they can adapt and see these shots and so, et cetera, et cetera. But it lived up to, I thought, the excitement, and I thought it was well scripted for it. And you know, and we got that one guy over the finish line for a change, right? That thoroughbred, he finally finished.
So Bernard Langer said, and we're talking about Bernard Langer now, who is the, you know, he finished out his career play at the Masters. And Bob, I know you're going to have a nugget or a comment, but he says, I can play anytime they're open. And we're talking about Bernard Langer. He won two times.
Yeah.
I can play anytime they're open, quote unquote. I can go by myself anytime, but I can't bring any guest. Are you hearing me? Are they that poopy pants? Really? You can't bring a guest, and you won the Masters twice. What? 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 Go, Bob. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're not
Tell
wrong,
me
Ray.
If I'm wrong.
This is Augusta National, Ray. And
dear God, how terrible that is. Go ahead.
This is Augusta National. That when you go inside the gate, you're entered in a different world.
They can Augusta, my Irish, whatever. Are you kidding me? You win the Masters twice, and you can't bring a guest. What?
Yeah, Gary Player could tell you the same thing. And it's just a part of their rules. Their membership has a strict policy on everything. And I guess when
I don't think Bobby Jones would agree with that. Yeah. I really don't believe that Bobby Jones would agree with that. Do you?
I don't know for sure at the point, because I didn't understand what the policy was when he passed away. And I just like to find out if that sort of aligns itself or not. That's all. But
listen, we had some of the greatest golf entertainment on the earth yesterday. Sports entertainment. Doesn't matter. Doesn't pay your house bill, your electric bill, your water bill. Like I said, unless you're gambling, it doesn't mean a thing. Nothing. Doesn't change anything. Doesn't matter. Stanley Cup, World Series, Super Bowl, Masters, anything. Doesn't matter. It is sports entertainment. Now let's talk about that for one moment. What about the PGA Tour and entertainment? How's the product doing, Dr. Bob?
The product is better when all the players from both around the world are playing together.
Yep. Like yesterday.
No question about it.
Like yesterday.
Yes. And look how many of them at the end like for instance, Patrick Reed moved up the leaderboard, you know, and be a factor there. That you're seeing the best players under pressure, under the spotlight, compete against each other, and you got the most interesting guy in the room. That's Bryson, obviously, trying to stop Rory's march to history.
Yeah.
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
All right.
And
Very good.
yes.
All right. We are good to go. I think that we are just at a point where all I can tell you is that I am so excited about CertaFresh cigars, Bob. If you go to certafreshcigar.com, you're going to find out they have 3,000 or more locations around the country at golf courses and shops where they sell their CertaFresh cigars. Now, the engine, the power of what makes all that happen is a company named Boveda. Boveda, according to Eric Nelson, the owner of CertaFresh Cigars, tells you that Boveda is the reason why those cigars are certified fresh for a year. Certified fresh for a year. And it's right there on the wonderful product and the way that they present it. CertaFreshCigar.com is where you want to go. They'll logo it for your charity, your corporate outing, whatever you need to do. CertaFreshCigar.com. We talked about Squares, Squairz. Squares Shoes, squares.com. And we talked about Tour Edge. Unbelievable. But look, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, and you want to go to Payson, Arizona, you want to go to Matozel, the hotel and casino resort. Absolutely beautiful. I've been to a lot of them, Bob. I'm sure you have too. When you go to a casino, and we're not gamblers, my wife and I really don't. Oh, we have fun with a penny, nickel, and dime. But whether you are or you are not, if you're in Arizona, you want to go to Payson's Matozel Hotel and Casino. They're the friendliest casino in Arizona. MAZ. ATZAL from the Matozel Mountains that you can see in the distance. Matozel Hotel and Casino. Bob, what else do you have? Tell me something different.
Well, I'm looking at a month down the road at the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte,
Yep.
North Carolina. The full week is May 12th to 18th, and that's the place where Rory has excelled. Justin Thomas has excelled there as well, and I
Yep.
think it's that to me may be the best barometer for me to understand how American players who are in the vision and the lens for Keegan Bradley, how are they going to perform against the best of Europe. That will tell us a lot on that kind of background, I think, because people are familiar with the best players are very familiar with Quail Hollow, and I think that will tell us a lot how they were going to perform and by the time we get to September.
Absolutely. Well, this coming Saturday's Great American Golf Show, we'll be doing a huge Masters wrap up like we're doing now. And we're going to be talking about a lot of other great golf going on from the women to the men's. And you can tell us in a second, Bob, what's going on with the ladies. But right now, I've got to tell you that the Easter Champagne Buffet is happening at the Legacy Golf Resort. And you go to golflegacyresort.com, golflegacyresort.com. In their fabulous restaurant, they're going to have a champagne buffet starting at 9 o'clock, then 11, and then at 1. You're going to have an omelet and egg station. Then you're going to have a carving station with prime rib, pork tenderloin, creamy potatoes. Yummy. Then there's going to be dessert, an assortment of different desserts, all for the Easter buffet. By the way, how affordable. You go to golflegacyresort.com. Bob, you're up.
Okay. The women start back with the on their schedule this weekend at the JM Eagle LA Championship in Los Angeles, El Caballero Country Club. And that's a warm up for the following week, which is the major championship, the Chevron Championship, which
Wow.
will be played at the Woodlands in Texas. And I think it's going to be, another great form and to see how well the American players can hold it, see if Nelly's back in form, others are like that. But right now, it's the Asian women are doing the best around the world, and we're winning.
Well, they are. And
Yeah.
you know what? We love the LPGA Tour. We love the Epson Tour. We can't wait to get to the Epson Tour, the big event, the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is coming up next month. And I'm with Maddie McCarty. She's an Epson Tour player. She's a professional golfer. She played as a cowgirl. Do they really say that, Maddie, though?
Absolutely, they do. Yes.
Okay,
cowgirls.
Super. So tell me a little bit about you and about your background.
Yeah, so born and raised in Wiley, Texas. I picked up the golf club at the age of 5. I met actually my coach there at the golf course when I started when I was 5, and he has been my coach ever since. And throughout those years, he's been coaching me, and I got recruited to go to Oklahoma State, and found out then at Oklahoma State that I wanted to continue playing golf as a career, and got my LPGA status in 2018 and left college a semester early, and then been playing professionally ever since.
Very cool. And then you went on to the LPGA Tour. From there, you needed to go back to the Epson Tour. And let's
yes.
talk about the Epson Tour. We've got the big, big Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic coming up next month. And we're going to give more details about that. You'll be here for that. You were here last year. Tell me a little bit about the Epson Tour. Why is that important for you, and how that affects all the golf fans out there?
Yeah, so if you'll think about the Epson Tour like a minor league team, it helps us get our game prepared for when we do step on to the LPGA, when we make it from the Epson Tour. It just gives us the ability to have more reps and have more practice to sharpen up our game and prepare us for a little bit more competitiveness on LPGA.
Yeah. Now, when you play in Scottsdale at the TPC Champions Course, what do you make of that? You've already been there. You're coming back. Tell me about that golf course.
Yeah, the golf course is great. It's obviously right next door to the stadium golf course where the men play the waste management. So it's a very fun environment to play in. And just really excited to go back. It's a great golf course, and the people there are amazing. And Carlisle does such an awesome job. It's one of our biggest purses. So we have a lot of fan support, which is always a pleasure to have. Because we don't get that as much as
well,
these environments, but when we come, it is great to have Carlisle do that for us.
Well, the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is the biggest purse all year. It was
yes.
last year, it is this year. So there's a load of money there to win. What do you feel? How do you feel about your game? And tell me about winning this golf tournament.
Yeah, the game feels great. I switched to a new putter a couple months ago, and that has given me a lot of confidence to play well in these coming up events, and just really excited to be back in Scottsdale.
All right, Maddie, tell us all about how they find out more about you. How do folks go to your website or find out about you?
Yeah, if anybody wants to ever follow me, I post on Instagram occasionally, Maddie McCrary Golf. on Instagram, or they could follow me on EpsomTour.com and follow along as I play.
All right, there she is, Maddie McCrary. We appreciate you so much. Glad you're with us. Can't wait to meet you next month. It's going to be just in a few weeks, folks. And it's the most affordable, wonderful ladies' golf you're ever going to see. And we came off the Masters. Maddie, I've got to ask you one more question.
Yes.
What do you feel? What do you think about the Masters?
Man, it was really obviously very exciting for Rory to see him accomplish the Grand Slam. Kind of was rooting for Justin Rose a little bit, but for Rory to be able to complete the Grand Slam, I think everybody was in favor of him.
All right, there she is, Maddie McCrary from the Epson Tour, formerly the LPGA. She is a Oklahoma State University cowgirl. I don't even know if you can say cowgirl anymore. I guess it's okay, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, there she is. Can't wait to meet you, see you. We're going to do a great interview together live when you're here next month in Scottsdale. And there she is, Maddie McCrary. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Maddie McCrary on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show from the Epson Tour. We're going to see her coming up next month. Looking forward to it. Lots more to talk about. I want to tell you that this segment is brought to you by the North Valley Cart Care. It's Anthem family owned and operated. Part of Anthem, the whole North Valley Water Solutions. But Bobby Boyd and his North Valley Cart Care is bringing you everything you need for your golf cart, from service to towing, tire repairs, accessories, routine maintenance, batteries, everything you need. And like I said, it's a family-owned business. And we can't wait for them to be on with us live again. And the Anthem North Valley Water Solutions as well. Don't forget about going up to Sedona, playing great golf at Canyon Mesa. Canyon Mesa Golf Club, Canyon Mesa Country Club. No, they're not private. They're open to the public. They're beautiful, playing in the canyons of Red Rock, Sedona. So everything is there for you in Sedona, Arizona at Canyon Mesa Golf Club.
Okay.
Well, the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is coming up at the TPC in Scottsdale on the Champions Course. $400,000 purse, the biggest purse of any event all year. The race for the card is 500 points. That ends over in the Palm Desert area. We'll be there probably later this year, but right now, the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic coming up May the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. May 8th through the 11th. All right, Bob, go.
Okay, it's my fault for being a little behind here, but the
you're good. Go.
The RBC Heritage Classic is this weekend at Hilton Head Island in South Carolina, and it's well known. It's a well respected, great golf course, and I know Zach Johnson will probably be there. He had a good Masters, and I'm happy for Zach with his great round. And Zach's a great representative for the game, and that's also in same time. There's a piggyback event at the time, the Corrales Punta Cana Championship.
Yes.
So it's that will be happening at the same time during the same weekend. And they did this because they're coming off a Masters or a major championship where there was no other correlation.
Well, they got to give the guys a way to make some money.
That's the only chance you have right there.
Yeah.
So two events at once, the RBC Heritage and the Corrales Punta Cana Championship.
All right. Very good. All right. Listen, Bob, we're getting ready to wind this thing down. We've got a great show today. Thank you so much for being on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Craig traveling. He'll be back with us. We're coming up this coming Saturday morning for Great American Golf. Thank you so very much. everybody for listening. Make sure you go to thegolfnewsnet.com. And then you go into the radio tab and you find the shows. And they're going to be over on Spotify. They're going to be on Apple. They're going to be on what, Amazon? I don't remember. They're going to be on iHeartRadio. These are the biggest platforms on the planet. They're going to all be over there coming up right here. But they're going to start on thegolfnewsnet.com. And by the way, get ready for TV. Loads coming on the Golf News Net. Ray Adams signing off on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show.